USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest son of Martin Luther King Jr., remembering the late Congressman John Lewis, who died on Friday, and remembering the special relationship that Lewis shared with his father.
John Lewis personified nonviolence every day of his life. Everything that he did, he tried to do in a nonviolent way and was inspired by Martin Luther King Jr.
Lewis, remembered as a monumental leader in the civil rights movement and the long-serving Georgia congressman who advocated for nonviolent protest, he died at 80 on Friday. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is hospitalized, getting treatment for what a spokesperson says is a minor issue, non-coronavirus related. The spokesperson says the 82-year-old Ross is doing well and should be released soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. New Hampshire U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan says the Trump administration's pandemic response is not working. In the weekly Democratic address, she touted efforts by Dems to help Americans with the pandemic, including the so-called HEROES Act that was passed 2 months ago and has not yet been taken up by the GOP-controlled U.S. Senate. Hassan also argued supplies are still greatly needed.
Months into this crisis, medical providers, nursing homes, and businesses still do not have the personal protective equipment that they need to be safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The latest on the DACA debate from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A federal judge in Maryland ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on Friday. Since President Trump began his efforts to terminate the program in 2017, the government hasn't accepted any new applications. The Trump administration has allowed existing DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, to continue to receive the protections. Last month, though, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's attempts to terminate DACA was arbitrary and capricious, as well as unconstitutional. The judge said the Trump administration must enforce DACA according to its status before they can make efforts to terminate it. The organization that sued to enforce DACA, CASA, said this on Twitter. This DACA decision reaffirms what we know. The Trump administration's heartless attempt to terminate the DACA program was illegal, and they must immediately begin accepting new DACA applications. President Barack Obama started the DACA program with an executive order in 2012 in an effort to provide temporary relief from deportation for children brought to the U.S. by undocumented parents. It also allows them to work and go to school in the U.S. without risk of being sent back to the country of their birth. The president sought to end the program in favor of allowing Congress to pass its own immigration reform, but that failed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.